All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit on the halachos concerning Chodesh Elul, so the kitzur right here, this is in Kuf Chof Ches Sif above, Hashliach Tzibor Sha'omer Slichos, the chazin who goes in and leads Slichos, Yis'atef Betalis Mitzuyases Kodem Shemascha Asher. So remember again, we spoke about the other night at the late Mincham Arif, at the Zman Mincham Arif, about the kitzur's idea that the ideal time for Slichos is in the morning. And the early morning is the ideal time. So the kids are dealing, coming from that perspective, which is therefore, if one is saying Slichos very early, so it could be that one is technically saying Slichos before the time on which one can make a bracha on talis and tefillin. If that indeed is the case, writes the kitzur, v'lufisha yish safek, im yivarech bracha al talis shalo kishalov shabalayla olo yivarech. There's a machlokas as to whether or not one is permitted to make a bracha on his talis before daybreak, really before the time of Mishiyakir, which is approximately 50 minutes before sunrise. So because of that, Alkein, lo yitol es shalo, v'gam lo talis hakal, ela yishol lo talis me'achar. So the kitzur therefore says that if you are davening for the Amid for Slichos, and it's before the time where one could technically make a bracha on tzitzis, then the ideal thing to do is to borrow a talis from someone else. And he says, don't use your own talis, don't use a shul's talis. Why not? So your own talis, you're obligated to make a bracha on. The shul's talis, interestingly enough, when something belongs to the shul, technically every member of the shul has a stake, has an ownership stake in it. Therefore, when you put on a shul talis, according to many opinions, one should make a bracha on that. If you're a member of the shul, one should then make a bracha on that talis as well, since I have an ownership interest in that talis. So because there's a suffix, because there's a doubt as to whether or not one should make a bracha on a talis that he owns before the zman, before the proper time, therefore, writes the kitzur, the best thing to do is borrow a talis from someone else. Because everyone agrees that you do not have to make a bracha on a talis that is owned by someone else. Now, lemaisa, again, we don't pass in this way. We say that even on a shul talis, our minhag is not to make a bracha. So let's say, and this happens all the time, a person gets an aliyah, a person gets a kibbutz, they put on a talis. Even if you're a member of the shul, and therefore you have a partial ownership interest in that talis, look, your net value just went up because you have a lot of aliyahs and barakas. If you're a member, it's a lot of ownership interest. So we don't make a bracha on that. Why? Because we pass like the Mishnah Berurah who says that anytime you're just putting on a talis for kavod tzibur, out of kavod, out of honor for the congregation, you do not have to make a bracha. Whenever we put on a talis for a kibud, that's only out of honor for the congregation. And therefore, again, for our purposes, if the shliach tzibur is getting up to lead slichos, and it is before the time in which one would normally make a bracha on talis, one should not use their own talis, but one could absolutely put on the shul's talis, Alts kavod tzibur, and one would not have to worry about a bracha under those circumstances. Rabbi Chananya ben Achash on Shmuel Lizakol says, "So lefichach, here belongs to Mitzvah Shneimar, and the Chafetz Man Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'Adir."